Greetings, friends and neighbors. This is the Bobby Hundreds Podcast. I am Bobby Hundreds, and today, your humble host, is going to rant a little bit about radical candor. And when I talk about radical candor, it's a hard thing to get into. It's a hard thing to do, but it's telling the truth expressly for the purpose of getting to the end of the discussion, or to tell the whole truth so that you are completely transparent in your efforts, right? And this is important in more than one place. It's important in your job. It's important in your life. And it's hard to get to that place in all of those different areas, right? And nothing really is more critical with respect to the placement of radical candor than work. Because work is one of those things that we do away from everyone that we love and away from our comforts and away from the peace and quiet of the day and away from everything. We work away from all the things that we truly love and hold dear. And because that's true, we have to be very careful with one another's time. And in order to be careful with each other's time, we have to be really, really, really straight up with one another. And not to the point where you're breaking rules or breaking laws or violating your company's whatever, right? But it's important to know. It's important to pay attention and to note that, man, you have to be 100% real with as real as you possibly can with everybody in your group, in your area. If you're a leader especially, my God, if leaders would tell the truth to the troops to the degree that they can, okay? Not opinions. Now, and this is the hard part, to separate the wheat from the chaff in the radical candor universe, is to tell the absolute truth. Not opinion, not guessing, not just shit that doesn't matter. Telling the truth as the truth. Okay? You're a really good employee, but you don't show up on time. You're a really good boss, but you don't pay attention to your surroundings. Or you're a terrible boss because you don't pay attention to your surroundings. And your folks are doing whatever they want and the work's not getting done. Whatever that is. Okay? Eliminate to at every possible corner, in every possible area, all that you can, all of the weasel speak and the bullshit that you possibly can. Eliminate as much as you can and be as straightforward as possible. Because it's hard sometimes. And you will hurt feelings. You will hurt feelings, but the neat thing about feelings is they get better pretty quick when what you say or share with someone is comes true and they see it finally and you see it because you've seen it, or your feelings are hurt and you see something come to reality, right? So that's the important thing. It's hard sometimes to understand and to realize that, but it's true. You can't do the stuff, you can't get anything done if you're not willing to be honest with one another. And it's hard. The hardest way to do that is from your spot up the chain. So up your chain of command, whatever that happens to be, your boss or your boss's boss, you can never tell them really what you feel, right? Well, let's say you're the boss's boss. Let's say you're the head muckety muck, the HMFIC. You're the person, right? Well, if you can't take the truth, you don't belong in that seat, okay? If you can't, I'm going to say this again. If you can't take the truth, you don't belong in that seat, okay? You just don't belong there because there's nothing for you to do. Right? There's nothing for you to do there. And so we all make up stuff to do. We all, try to make it easier. You know, hey, do these pants make me look fat? No, they don't. Your ass does. You have a big butt, and it's okay. But it confers the failure to engage in radical candor is a defense mechanism, right? And so we automatically think somebody telling the truth is a judgment. It's not most of the time. And sometimes it is. And if you judge on the truth, you're a shitty person, right? But you have to be able to hear the truth and say the truth plainly, because people's time is valuable, right? And it's something that I'm learning, and I'm bringing it to you because I'm learning it, and I'm learning how to do it. Some people can do it really well, right? Some people can do it really super well, and they're typically extroverted, or typically they're one way or the other about who they are, but it kind of doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter how you are or who you are. It just matters that you're willing to take on the situation that is that's going on and deal with the situation as you see it, as you find it. And if you can do that, you can become the kind of leader, the kind of boss, the kind of friend, the kind of lover, the kind of husband, the kind of wife that people want to be around, right? And here's a little something that's hard to hear. If you don't want to hear the truth all the time, you know, if you don't want to hear the truth constantly, like if someone says, hey, you think I should eat these three hamburgers? No, I don't think you should do that. I think you should eat one if you're hungry, and because it's terrible for you and you should stop it. And let them take the advice or not. But if it hurts your feelings to hear the truth, you're better not being close to one another. That's the hard part. That's the truth, right? If you know, whether it's at a job or at wherever it happens to be, a job, a relationship, a friendship, a courtship, whatever it is, it's a situation that makes everyone uncomfortable, and nobody gets anything, and nobody gets anywhere. All that happens is you're mad, they're mad, and nothing good happens. It's a terrible situation. Absolutely terrible. So, fix it. That's all. It's, you can be truthful and still be decent to one another. That's the other thing you can't forget. Being good, being decent, being nice, being kind, that is so critical. That is so critical. But being honest, that's going to get you from A to Z a whole lot faster. So that's my rant for today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and neighbors, children of all ages, be excellent to one another. Cheers. Greetings, friends and neighbors, everyone, boys and girls, cats and kittens, ladies and gentlemen, and others, welcome. This is Bobby Hundreds Podcast. I am your old pal, Bobby, and this is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about regret. It's a powerful thing, this mistake. The idea of regretting things that have happened in your life, and regret of different types and styles and focuses and things that you didn't do. Horace Mann, a quote from him, he's an educator, he said, "Be ashamed to die until you score some victory for humanity." And that really sums up the fear of regret that you need to build to be the person truly that you want to be. Whether you want to be that 9-to-5 job person, or you want to be that entrepreneur lifestyle person, or you want to be whatever it is that you want to do, the first thing that comes to pass when you truly want start to head in the direction that you want to go, whether that's gathering relationships or making or breaking relationships or getting jobs or opening a business or starting a business of any kind, is to generate or create within yourself the biggest fear that you have, not of failure, but of regret. It is a thing to be avoided at the absolute most critical point in your existence, because here's the thing. You don't want to be 90 years old in a nursing home somewhere regretting the previous 89 years of your life. like, oh, I could have done all of these things. I could have traveled the world. I could have had kids. I could have not had kids. I could have done this. I could have done that. Whatever it is, you will find yourself in a position of unchangeable truth. And you don't want the unchangeable truth. So you have to continue to go. You have to make the decision to try. Now, you're going to fail. And you're going to fail a lot. You're going to fail a lot more than you succeed, because that's where the lessons are. You don't fail. You learn. Okay? And this is the other problem that we have as people, as humans, especially in pair-bonded relationships and marriages and all of that. We let the people who are near us influence us most powerfully. And we love them. We do. That's good. We should. But if you want to truly be successful, if you want the brass ring, if you want, the multi-million-dollar paychecks, if you want those things, and there's nothing wrong with that. I used to believe there was. I used to believe that just chasing dollars was nonsense. But let me tell you, having money equals freedom, okay? It equals your ability to help more people. Oh, I just want to help people. Yeah, helping people costs fucking money. Okay? Helping people costs dollars. It costs you money to help people. And if you don't have no money, you ain't helping a soul. Right? So they are either, those people nearest to you, are either with you or against you. You don't have to cut them out of your life, but you have to cut them out of the decision process and put your fear of regret ahead of what they want. Now, you have obligations. You have to meet your obligations. But you cannot just walk away from your obligations and say, you know, fuck that. But you have to say, I'm going to put everything else but those first. And eventually, you will come to realize that the chase, the desire, the want, the need to be that person, to get to those places, that's the thing that will save you and help you meet your obligations that much more directly. It's not easy, in any stretch of the imagination, to be a person who is successful. Success is lonely. It's lonely at the top. It's lonely in management. It's lonely in leadership, because nobody's there for you. Even everybody's a competitor. Either everybody's a competitor or everybody hates you because they don't understand your job, because you can't share your job with them, because they don't know and they'll never know. But whatever it means to you, whether you're going to be the best number three at blah, blah, blah company, whatever it is, or you're going to create a company where you seek a number two, three, four, and five, or you're just going to freelance and do the things that are necessary to be successful, what has to motivate you is aversion to regretting never trying. Be an enormous fucking failure. Be an enormous failure. Understand the mistakes that you've made. But understand those mistakes from the standpoint of them being your best lessons. I'm going to say this again. Your best lessons are critical. Absolutely critical. To being successful. Your best lessons are your failures. Because that's where the meat is, okay? If you look at a hamburger, success is the bun and the dressing. The meat is the failure, because it tells you everything that you shouldn't do or shouldn't have done during your entire trip. You will win or you will lose. Eventually, you will lose so much that you can't help but win, okay? Because always winning is a direct line to failure and misery and sadness and shit. If you always win and then you fail once, you're gonna feel like shit, and it's gonna cripple you, and you're just gonna take the job and deal with whatever it is. But you have to get up and you have to look at the thing that you want and the idea of avoiding regret for what you didn't even try. You don't want to be this person in, you know, in an old folks home or a nursing home or in your own house, having to, you know, just sitting there in your own misery. Somebody else has to make your food, and you can't even, you know, you can't even piss on your own. You're like, I can't go do any of this now. I can't travel the world now. I can't do any of these things now. Or you're going to sit there and be that person and be like, I did some pretty cool shit. I tried some amazing things. I met some incredible people, and I met a lot of assholes, and I failed a lot, but boy, what a good run I've had. This is not a dress rehearsal. I've been saving lives for 30 years, and this is the thing that everybody that at the end of theirs has always said, I wish I had more time. You don't know how much you have. I could drop dead in the next 30 seconds. I don't know how much time I have. You don't know how much time you have. All we know is we have now. And all the time that we have in the world is balled up in this little moment for us to chase the truth. And the truth is, be afraid of regret and avoid regret like the plague. Okay? And if 2020 tells us anything, we're not good at avoiding plagues. But you get the idea that you have to go out and chase your dreams and chase your desires and chase your needs to an endpoint that will satisfy your soul. And then when you reach that point, keep climbing. Give up nothing. Give up nothing. Walk away from the people who tell you you can't, the people who tell you it's crazy, the people who tell you don't be risky, don't do this, it's too much risk, don't do that, don't do this. Walk away from those people in your head or in real life. Eject them from the conversation. Eject them from your life if that's what it takes. But to be successful, you have to go forward without that input and let that motivate you. Or better yet, rather, let that motivate you to be successful. Regret is the worst thing in the world. It's worse than failure. It's worse than death. It's worse than everything. And it's hard for some people to realize that, and it took me a long time too, but it's here now, and I'm sharing it with you so that hopefully you don't feel any of the regrets that you don't feel the pain of regret that you might otherwise if you hadn't decided to take action. So go now and take some massive, massive fucking action and go out there and kick all form of ass. You can do it. You can do it. And when you fail, you're going to get up and do it again. So thank you for your time. Go out, go forth, and be that person who kicks all sorts of ass today and tomorrow and the next day. You're awesome. Remember that and stay that way.